This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1191, how to talk about the glass ceiling in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Do you want to talk about deeper societal topics in English? Today, we dive into the glass ceiling. What does it mean? And how can you connect with natives on this topic? Listen today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you? I'm doing great, Michelle. I'm feeling good. Let's see what's going on right now. This episode is coming out in, the middle of July? Oh my gosh. Yeah. So lots of things going on this summer, lots of adventures. I'm hoping to do a road trip around the West. It's going to be so cool, and I'm getting ready for that right now. So really exciting. All good.
Oh, that is so much fun. That is so much fun. And, you know, by this time, actually, this is kind of interesting. I think the debates for the Democratic nominee for president will I think they start at like the end of June. So we'll already be well into that.
Yeah, that's so cool. Wow, there's so many candidates running this year. You know,
it's amazing. Yeah, it's quite a few. But you know what's kind of cool? Is there a lot of women running for president?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's so inspiring.
It is inspiring. It's kind of exciting. And I think that, you know, Hillary Clinton tried to break through the glass ceiling, but couldn't quite do it. Although she was the first woman to be nominated for president. So in a way, I think she did break a glass ceiling, even if it wasn't the highest one she wanted to shatter. And I think it's great that she's helping so many other women get there or try to get there. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. She kind of set the stage in a way. I mean, everyone knows, I mean, like you guys know, if you guys were listening to All Ears English back when Donald Trump got elected, we did a couple episodes, you know, kind of describing our shock of what had happened. And because I think people thought that she was a shoo-in. I love that expression. Yeah. Shoo-in. That's a good one, actually. We'll probably highlight that word for today's episode for you guys to save. If you're using the app, remember, you can now save your vocabulary words. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. And we will probably highlight this word, make it tappable so that you can see the definition and you can save it inside your app. Very cool. Very cool. Awesome. Anyways, side point. Yeah. So she thought she was a shoo-in, but she wasn't. I mean, it was devastating. It was devastating.
For sure. Yeah. Well, okay. We're not, guys, don't worry. We won't talk about politics this whole time. But it's a good way to start because when I hear the glass ceiling, I just think about Hillary Clinton, the first thing. I don't know, because I just feel like she used that phrase a lot in her campaign and people used it about her. So guys, this phrase again is the glass ceiling. And we're going to be talking about the glass ceiling today because we have a great listener question about this phrase. Lindsay, could you read it for us?
Yeah, here it is. This is from Alejandro Ramirez Carrasco. And she says, I have a doubt about the idioms. When you say the glass ceiling, can it be used only for a woman or can I use it for a man as well? Thanks. Good question, Alejandro. Alejandro.
That is a good question. Yeah, I think that is a really good question. So, guys, you know, I went to the dictionary and the dictionary defined it as an intangible barrier with a hierarchy that prevents women or minorities from obtaining upper level positions.
Oh, yeah. And this is a real thing.
Yeah. Oh, this is a real thing. So, guys, can you use it about a man? That's the question. Yes, I think you can use it about a man, but it has to be a specific. It has to be a man who is also a minority.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good to know. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you think though it's more often used for women, or do you think it's?
I think so. That was my first thought, honestly. But when I looked in the dictionary, it mentioned women, minorities as well. So I believe that you know you could use it about a man who you know potentially maybe a gay man or I don't know, just a minority in the place where you're working because, you know, many times, I mean, all the time, actually, minorities get pushed down and have to work extra hard to get into, you know, certain positions, right? So I think that it can be used, but I do agree with you, Lindsay, that when I hear it, I do think of women.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, these are all issues that need to be addressed and talked about, and things need to be done to break down the glass ceiling for women, minorities, different groups, marginalized groups, GLBT, all of that. Definitely.
Right. Exactly. So, I found an article, guys. We're going to post the link to this article. This is really interesting. It's called What is the Glass Ceiling and How Do We Break It? So this is from the website In Her Sight. There was no date or author, but Yahoo picked it up on May 30th, 2019. So we'll give you, we're going to give you the link to it so that you can read it. But Lindsay, I wanted to tell you a little bit about this article.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we got some insight on the phrase the glass ceiling. So apparently it was first used in the 1970s. In 1978, there is a woman named Marilyn Loden. She worked for the New York Telephone Company. Mm-hmm. And so what it was about was that people used to say that, still do say that it was women's fault for failing to get far in careers, right? Like they would blame it on certain things, right? And say, oh, you know, it's because they have children, it's because they have this and that, right? Yeah. But Loden said that it wasn't any of these things. It was actually because of this barrier, this invisible barrier. And that's where the term the glass ceiling came from.
Are you ready for a new and awesome way to finally remember the vocab that you learn on this show? Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device and download the app. Start building your personalized vocab list today while you listen to our episodes. allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get our super cool app. Thanks, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Interesting. So what was that barrier about? So it's not about different things. What's it about then?
It's just about the fact that, you know, women are apparently they aren't given the opportunities the same way that men are. I mean, we do not get paid the same amount as men. There's a whole load of stuff going on politically right now with, you know, the rights that women do and don't have. You know, and we're not going to go on about the whole article, but it also talked about the glass ceiling and how different areas are impacted, such as parenthood, stereotypes, race, gender, and discrimination, right? And it talks about different ways to break this ceiling, right?
Yeah.
So Lindsay, what are some of the ways they talk about?
So let's see. Okay. So some things we can do. Well, so I think, yeah, this is so true. This is good. Like talking about how much people make at work, right? So not keeping it secret, but having it out there, out in the world, maybe like encourage, like having a way to have it posted somewhere would be good. Because I think often at a workplace, it's considered like a hush-hush topic. That you're not supposed to talk about how much you make at work. But why not? You know, because if the person sitting next to you is doing the same thing and making more, then that could be, you know, a guy next to you, then that's not fair. And that should be out there in the world.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, so I think that it's interesting. It's an interesting cultural difference because, you know, we've talked about how you don't talk about how much you get paid in American culture.
Yeah, right? I wonder if for our listeners, how that topic is approached in their cultures. Guys, I would be so interested if you came back to our blog, come back to 1191, type it in the search bar and let us know. Like, can you talk about how much you make at work? Or is that also a hush-hush topic for you in your culture?
Yeah. Right, right. So it seems like so unnatural that you would talk about how much you're getting paid. But this article is putting a different spin on it because it says, well, okay, yeah, how, like Lindsay, like you said, how do you know that the person working next to you who is, if you're a female and he's a male, or, you know, that you aren't getting paid less for them for doing the same amount of work? So if we're told not to talk about it, mm-hmm. then it's easier for people to get paid differently. And that's not mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, I mean, we will give you guys the link to this article. It's very, very interesting. But, I mean, what do you think about this phrase, Lindsay? Do you use it? Do you feel there is a barrier?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, we can find this in the statistics, right? I don't have the statistic in front of me, but I know that I've seen numbers out there, something like women make like 80 cents to the dollar on a man, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to throw out numbers that I'm not sure about, but I know it's been proven. Like we know it. The numbers are out there. It's been documented that women make less than men. So there's no question that there is a glass ceiling. Yes.
right. Absolutely. Exactly. No, I definitely, yeah, this is something that I think especially recently people are talking about a lot more, like how to change this. Well, I don't want to say that. I mean, it's possible that's been talked about for a long time, but it's been an issue for a long time. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have to think about this glass ceiling and, you know, if that affects our daily lives, right?
Mm. I like this. Can I just make a quick side point about this
of
word?
Of course.
I love that they call it a glass ceiling. So it's the idea like you can look up and you can kind of see the next level and it seems like you should be able to get there because it's clear and you can see it, but you can't quite get there. It's like something blocks you. You know what I mean? I think that's great.
That's a really good way of putting it, Lindsay. Nice visual. Yeah, it's so true. You know that there is another level and you can't get to it. So you need to break this glass ceiling, right? So mm-hmm. I mean, how can we use this in a sentence? I mean, I hear either with like break the glass ceiling or breakthrough. Or I also hear that verb to shatter. I hear to shatter the glass ceiling.
Yeah. So we use these words that we would use when it comes to like breaking a mirror, or breaking glass, because it's all within this glass theme, right? So that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anything you can do to break that glass, right? So let's just use a couple of examples for our listeners so that we can see how it would be used. So for example, so what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, so Polly is the first female CEO of this company. Congratulations, Polly, for breaking the glass ceiling.
Nice.
Yeah. So would you say this directly to someone? I mean, what do you think, Michelle? Would you use it to directly make a comment like to a colleague or something like that? Or is it more like talking on a societal level about concepts?
I think it's talking on a societal level, but I do think I could imagine if like let's say that perhaps if it was a group of women mm-hmm. And they are out like at a business lunch and maybe Polly's just been promoted and mm-hmm. it's kind of like a, you know, a women's empowerment thing that I could imagine that somebody would say, yeah, and Polly, you did it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In a very kind of ceremonial way, right?
Yes.
Like with a group. So it's not something that you would just throw out casually as much,
no.
right? Because, yeah,
no.
but maybe you're giving a speech or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. Like I wouldn't just like randomly say it like to a friend or something like that. And probably not, right? So I like, Lindsay, that you mentioned this would be maybe in like a speech or a ceremonious kind of situation. But yeah, I agree that you're more likely to hear this phrase. Maybe even on the news than to mm-hmm. tend to use it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so what's another way we could use it?
Okay, so here we go. Well, you know what? I'm going to talk to my boss about how Paul is getting more money than I am. Unbelievable how the glass ceiling still exists and women get paid less.
Yeah, I mean, I think this would be a more common thing because, again, this is talking about the societal concept, right? And it's not directly to someone. It's just kind of the concept, the societal issue. Yeah, like it.
Right. So yeah, so this is a very interesting phrase with a lot of history to it. So go read that article, research it more, and let us know, you know, is there a glass ceiling in your culture? And do you have any ways to describe it as well? I think, you know, what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, I think you guys, so first of all, the glass ceiling is real. It's definitely real in the US. We'd like to know if it's real in your country. My guess is it definitely is. Yeah. It's probably real everywhere in the world. That's just the fact, right? But you guys, in terms of your level, you are ready to talk about concepts like this in English, right? So go back, listen to today's episode again, make sure you see the transcript so you know the vocab words, and start having these conversations. I think you guys want to talk about these things. I think you're ready for it. This is an example of a deeper topic that you guys can handle right now. So we want to encourage you, don't stay on the surface with your English, dig into these topics, right?
Right. Exactly. I think that, you know, we can't avoid these tough conversations, and I think they're interesting and they can really help you connect and learn more about other people.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So guys, go for it and don't be afraid and share the show. Share All Ears English with one friend who you think is more or less at your level of English and also would be interested. Somebody that's curious and engaged in the world and would want to learn how to talk about a topic like this. Just go on and send this episode to them by text. All right, guys. Awesome. All right.
Awesome. Okay, Lindsay, this has been a really interesting one. And thanks to our listener for that great question.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out today, Michelle. Good topic.
All right, bye, Lindsay.
Okay, bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.